Hi, man. How are we doing?
Good. Talk about the challenge of Mr. Larry Fitzgerald, Bill, you've gone against a lot of great receivers in this league over the years. Where does he rank?
Oh, he's as good as any of them. Obviously, he's got great size. You know, he's just a very, very big presence out there. So as tight a coverage as you can possibly get on him, he still has the ability to just body position and jump, out-jump guys and come down with guys draped all over him. Maybe a bigger challenge is the fact that they've got other outstanding receivers. You know, that's the best part of their skill is the three wide receivers. That's why they're in so much three wide receiver groupings. But yeah, Larry's he's as good as anybody now for sure, and he'll be one of the best ones ever.
Does having Darrell Revis is this the kind of matchup that makes him so valuable? And is the temptation just to say, hey, two great players, go at it all day?
Yeah, it is. There's a scenario like that that you know it'd be kind of obvious to think that, like we've done in the past. You know, we're gonna use Darrell in some different kind of ways, and not just, you know, because we play zone coverages too, and you know we can tilt the safeties in some of the zone coverages certain ways. But yeah, that's exactly why you have a guy like that to cover, you know, other teams' top receivers and receivers, and they got a couple of them for sure.
Mark Barron had a pretty good game last week against New England. Does he seem to you to be really fitting in well in that the role he's in now, where he's in the box more?
Yeah, the linebacker position on third down. Yeah, I think Mark is really of all the guys, you know, the young guys, the second year guys, has really taken off. It is, even if you're just a common fan sitting in the stands, you can't help but notice the explosive plays that he can make. If nothing else, just the ability to run guys down in the open field. So something that might turn into a 15 or 20 yard gain, he can run it down for an 8 or 10 yard gain and get the guy in the ground, and that is impressive. And I think he's had some excellent games.
How rare is it for a guy that size to be able to cover a running back, especially a third down back like a Darren Sproles or somebody like that, out of the backfield and make plays on the ball?
Yeah, and even the wide, you know, we put them on wide receivers when they're in four wides. You know, we don't bring in four corners. You know what I mean? So it is rare, like you say, not only because he's such a big guy. You know, he can play the linebacker in third down, and he really has excellent closing speed, and it's really showing itself in these first three games. It's impressive.
What do you attribute that to? Is it just a year in the system, and he's comfortable at this level now? It just needed time to adjust?
I think, you know, Mark is very talented. He's got a great genetic makeup. But outside of that is, I think he's got tremendous confidence. You know, I think maybe last year he was kind of feeling his way through and learning our system and just getting acclimated to the NFL game. But now I think he really enjoys it, knows he can be a very, I don't know if I'd say dominant, but he could be a dominant player. And I think he senses that, and he's enjoying that. And I think he really looks forward to Sundays. He's enjoying himself because he can play. He knows it.
Coach, you probably know this. A lot of fans and people watching the game have been chirping the last couple weeks about.
They have?
Yes, sir. They have.
Do they chirp?
Chirp on Twitter. That's why I say chirp. But you know what I'm saying.
But I don't know that, but are you going to tell me about it right now? Because yes. I don't know what the fans are chirping about.
They're chirping about a lot of zone coverage when they think maybe you guys should be playing man coverage with Revis and not utilizing him to the best. But could you say to the fans, or could you even just maybe break down maybe a percentage of last week of how much man you actually played versus zone? And do you do some combinations where maybe you play man with Revis and, you know, work some zones in some of the other areas of the field?
We do all of that, and we try to have balance. Like, we self-scout, right, just like the offenses do. So we self-scout, and we try not to get too lopsided in any schematic thing, whether it's man or zone or two deep or one high. And just like the offenses do, we self-scout and we try to have a balance so that when you're getting prepared for us, you can't say, hey, they're always going to be in this, or in this down and distance, they always play these kind of defenses. We try to prevent that. So I appreciate their concern, but, you know, in our minds, we don't want to do anything all the time. That'd be too easy to exploit and attack. So we try to have a balance and keep them guessing, and we try to disguise what we're doing.
Was Jonathan Banks playing? What is sort of the natural learning curve that he might be experiencing, you know, after a couple of regular season games?
I think he's doing good. I like John, and you know, he's played a lot already, and he's gonna keep playing. You know, when we put three corners out there, he's out there. And I think he's getting more confident. That was probably the most pleasant surprise of the first couple games. Like, you know, he's not overwhelmed or intimidated by anything. You know, he really, I know he had the foul the other day, but he really hasn't got the ball thrown over his head and does a nice job coming up, making the tackles that he should be and that kind of stuff. So I think he's right where we'd anticipate him being, and we anticipate him being an excellent player as he gets better and better and gets more practice snaps and actually more game snaps. But he's doing good. I like John, and he's got a nice confidence about him.
Anything else, guys?
I think we're good.
Okay, good.